Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Congratulations on getting through a 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Canelo Alvarez has just announced that he is going to fight Triple G for the third time to complete their trilogy. They will fight on September 17th. Canelo Alvarez lost and said, "Let me get back to the rivers and lakes that I'm used to. Let me go back to my normal weight class, my boy. I don't want nothing to do with this." Canelo Alvarez will fight again September 17th. We got a lot to get into in this 5 o'clock hour. I appreciate you listening. There certainly are a lot of things that are happening in this country. So the fact that you would use this show today to maybe get away from all of that is just, you know, I really appreciate it. So I want to let you guys know that as we start the show. Yesterday, Rob and I got the opportunity to see one of the most entertaining movies I've ever seen in the movie theater. Top Gun Maverick. Oh, I'm here to spread the gospel of Top Gun Maverick. This is going to be the best way to describe it to you without giving you any spoilers. I love the Rocky series. I quote it. I love the characters, the storyline. I'm a huge Rocky fan. I was excited to see how they made Creed, to see how they could push the story forward and tell it in a more modern way. And boy, did they succeed with the first one. They basically made the Creed version for Top Gun. It's a phenomenal movie. It's the right amount of callbacks to the old movie. It's a little cheesy at times. It's over the top, but it's a summer blockbuster movie. It's a grab your gal, take the kids, take the whole family, get your popcorn, get you a slushie, and go to the movie theaters and watch Tom Cruise be Tom Cruise for 2 hours and 17 minutes. Two thumbs up. It is one of the more beautifully shot movies I had ever seen. It's a really exhilarating movie, too. Oh, I can't give Top Gun Maverick a higher seal of approval. And before we talk about the Chiefs and the Royals, I assure you, they're not doing anything as nearly as entertaining as what I watched yesterday at Top Gun Maverick.
I mean, just an incredible film. Thank you again for getting me on this list. That gets me to go see Top Gun early, because
well,
that
was you, man.
Awesome.
That's why I'm here.
I like the first one more than you. I'm more of a sicko with my love of Top Gun 1, but the nostalgia was perfect. I think the average fan will enjoy the nostalgia. The super fan will love the nostalgia. But if you've never seen Top Gun, first off, shame on you. Second off, if you walked in and saw Top Gun Maverick, you would still understand what was going on, and you would still walk out happy. They nailed this. The only thing that made no sense was Jennifer Connelly. She served literally no purpose. She was just kind of there meandering around for 2 hours. But outside of her character, they nailed this movie. Just a great job.
You don't even really need to see the first Top Gun. You just need to know the plot twist in Top Gun 1. As long as you know the plot twist in the first one, you will be able to appreciate and understand and follow this movie and what they're trying to do.
Do you need to know the plot twist, though? Because they kind of just hammer it home about a dozen times.
No, they do hammer it home. They do hammer it home.
They don't really tease, hey, there's a plot twist in the last one. They kind of just outright tell you.
Yeah, no, they do. The plot twist in the first one does come up a bunch. It comes up a lot. The way they tell the story is just beautiful, though. I don't know what you got up for tonight, but let's face it. I mean, the Royals are probably going to lose today.
I mean, they're playing a late game. Yeah, West Coast.
You're probably going to lose today. The NBA, the series that's on today is 3-0, so you kind of got a night off from the NBA. Today's a perfect day to call your husband up, call your wife up and say, hey, we're going to the movies today. We're seeing Top Gun Maverick.
I mean, and rainy days are perfect for movies. I mean,
Top Gun Maverick.
Monsoon season out there.
It is really rainy outside.
And cold again. No one likes that.
We don't make movie stars like we used to, man. America's really lost its way. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Is there an under 40-year-old movie star? Who is that person? Who's the under 40-year-old movie star that would get you to go to the movie theater? Oh, I really like fill in the blank. I don't know if we got that person anymore. Or if we do have that person, they're Batman now. We used to be a proper country. We used to create action stars. We don't do that anymore. We just turn them into superheroes. I'm sitting there and I'm watching Top Gun, and every time Tom Cruise is on the screen, he is a movie star. His hair is perfect. He's doing cool stuff. He's the cool old guy. Not the creepy old guy. He's the cool old guy. He's buying beers for everybody. Everybody wants to be his friend. I don't know if we make movie stars that much anymore. The only movie stars we have are superheroes. Tom Holland, I guess. He's just Spider-Man. Anybody could be Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire was Tom Holland at one point. If that's our superhero, he ain't Tom Cruise. We've just lost our way. That's what happened. We've lost our way. Tom Holland. He ain't no Tom Cruise.
I mean, he was fine in Uncharted. I enjoyed Uncharted. It's not Tom Cruise.
No. He's not Matt Damon. We don't have movie stars anymore. We just have people that are in movies.
We have The Rock. The Rock's in everything. He's the penultimate movie star. Whether it's a TV movie, an HBO Max movie, an actual movie, he's in it. He's there. And he's so good, he can make the same movie 10 times, and we'll see it. Skyscraper, San Andreas, Rampage, they're all the same.
No, they are all the same.
And he's under 40?
Rock also over 40.
Ah, who knew?
He's 50.
Wow.
Yeah, he was born in 1972.
Good for him.
Yeah, just turned 50, actually, in early May. Yeah, I don't. Who's the under 40? Who's carrying movies and pushing them along? Who's the person we'll be watching movies for the next 30 years? Because I'm guessing Tom Holland's Daniel Radcliffe. That's who he is. He's Daniel Radcliffe. He's really cool now while he's this really popular character. And then when he's not that character anymore, we won't really keep up with him anymore. I got no issues with Tom Holland, though. He's cool with me.
Someone asked if Timothy Chalamet is that guy. He's not a superhero. I don't know, he's a star, but he's definitely in movies. The youth seem to like him.
Text line 913-576-7610. Anyone can be Spider-Man. Did you see how people treated Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man the first time? That's because they tried to remake Spider-Man 1 with Tobey Maguire with just a different person. I remember that. I was like, this is the same movie I've already seen. It's the same storyline. It's not like Marvel really did anything special with Spider-Man. They just quit telling us the Uncle Ben story. That was Spider-Man for the first 40 years. Hey, we're going to tell you about Uncle Ben and Aunt May again. Again? Stop. We know.
Also, it failed because Andrew Garfield at that time just came off Social Network and was cool. And they tried to make him a nerd. Andrew Garfield can't be a nerd. He's too cool. Like, hey, Ryan Gosling, play a nerd. It's impossible.
Text line 913-576-7610. Why are you guys talking about movies again? Because the Royals stink is the answer to your question. If the Royals got better, we'd spend the first 10 minutes of the hits talking about them. But instead, they don't get any of the hits, so we find other things to do. I wish the Royals gave us more entertainment, but they have refused to basically the entire season. They've given us very little to be excited about. They're not Top Gun Maverick. All right, Rob, hit the music.
The Hit. The Hit. Getting you caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City on your drive home from work, number one.
You know what, Rob? I only think there's one hit today.
By the way, it's brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio repair in Kansas City since 1967.
I think the one hit actually is the Royals today. Earlier today, Josh Vernier went on Fesco in the morning. Listen to what he said he believes the Royals should do.
Andrew Benintendi, Hunter Dozier, Whit Merrifield, Brad Keller, Scott Barlow, Michael A. Taylor. Those seven names should be on the block, and it sounds drastic, but you look at the foundation that J.J., Dayton, John Sherman, that they'll be able to build on moving forward. It's not too shabby. Honestly, it's better than where they were to start 2018 or 2019. You're going to have a rotation with a 25-year-old Daniel Lynch, 25-year-old Brady Singer, two guys that you believe could be maybe not number ones, but number two and number three in a championship rotation, and then an offense built around Bobby Witt Jr., MJ Melendez, Vinny Pasquantino, Kyle Isbell. It's a pretty solid foundation. You got middle of the lineup bats and you got top of the rotation arms. It sounds drastic when I say gut it, but there's no reason with savvy trades, there's no reason why you can't turn it around.
Now, we'll have Vern on again this week. I don't want to have him on back-to-back days. The Royals aren't nearly that exciting to have on the same person multiple days to talk about the Royals. But when I hear gut the roster, it sounds to me like the current path they are on is not the correct one, and you need to completely restart and reset. Have you ever had something that was broken and you don't really know how to fix it or to troubleshoot it? So you just turn it off and turn it back on and hope that that fixes the problem. That's basically what Vern said we need to do to the Royals. Turn the Royals off and turn them back on and hope that it's better the next time. And sometimes that fixes the problem. But my question would be, if we're going off what Vern said, and again, I don't want to put words into Vern's mouth. I can't do that. If you think that this roster requires some form of gutting the roster or starting over again, can you let the same people be in charge of the process again? If you hired someone for a job to come over and paint your house or fix your plumbing issue and they messed it up the first time, but then they tell you, oh, no worries, I'll fix it. No, you're not going to fix it. I'm just going to get somebody else to fix it. I don't trust you to fix it. If you knew how to fix it, wouldn't you have done it correctly the first time? Seems like a logical and fair question to ask. If you got to gut the roster from the rebuild that you had to rebuild, should we trust you for the rebuild? If we are at the point with the roster that we are willing to throw our hands up, so to speak, and acknowledge that there were mistakes, that wrongdoing had happened, that we were off in our calculations, can you allow those same people to make the same calculations for the second or third time? So when I hear that from Vern, are we having the right conversations with the Royals? And is the conversation about the pitching coach and the hitting coach or the poor hitting first baseman, or is the conversation more about the structure of the team and what's that going to be like moving forward as the Royals try to get back on the right path? I understand that the World Series came at a heavy cost. And I understand that the Royals had to pay for some of that. I think we all understand that. But this year, I think the Royals did everything in their power to field a competitive roster, and they're not close to being able to do that. I think the Royals have really tried this year. I don't think they've always really tried. In 2019, I don't think they were trying to field the best roster possible. I think they were just trying to make it. I think they really tried this year. I think they've spent money and invested and developed and pumped resources into this team with the expectation of being competitive. Maybe not competing for the division, but being a team that you're proud of. And I don't think that's where they are right now. So can you trust those people to do it again? And for the first time, I think there are serious reasons to have reservations about whether they can do that or not. There's reasons to have pause or cause for concern if the people that built this roster have the ability to completely tear it down again to start over again, and why we think it would go very different than the last 5 years have gone for this organization.
I made this analogy earlier on the show. Shane Zinger was a bad AD at KU, but he hired Charlie Weiss, then fired Charlie Weiss. Then he hired David Beatty and fired David Beatty. And as he was getting primed up to be firing David Beatty, everyone thought, uh-oh, he's going to be able to hire a third coach. ADs don't get three coaches. It never happens. It's a non-starter. Are we okay with the Royals and their brain trust getting essentially a third rebuild? Because they got hired in 06. That rebuild culminated in a World Series in 15. We can argue if a rebuild should take 9 years. It shouldn't. But we can just say rebuild one, they nailed it. Rebuild two, they're basically saying if they gut the roster, whoops-a-doodle, we failed. That's not good enough. Do front offices in baseball get three rebuilds? No. Theo Epstein's not even with the Cubs anymore. They didn't give him a second rebuild. You don't get three tries.
He also won a World Series with the Cubs.
Yeah, I mean,
which might actually be harder than winning a World Series with the Royals.
He also got run from the Red Sox.
Royals aren't cursed. I mean, might not have been good. No one thinks the Royals are cursed.
That's true. I understand guys who didn't get a third rebuild and who are arguably better at their job than Dayton Moore. And yet here we stand. And if they do what Vern says and gut the roster at the deadline, are fans going to be okay with you guys get a third chance at this? Because I would say no. I think the fan trust in this group is at all-time low.
J.J. Piccolo earlier today was on Cody and Gold, as he's been making weekly appearances on there. And he was asked, are the Royals already having trade talks? I certainly hope so.
That's nonstop, though. That's I don't think it's necessarily a May 15th, a May 30th, or necessarily a July 31st thing. You know, you're keeping an eye on what clubs are doing, injuries that they suffer, where we may have fits. That's the main focus of our pro department. Our R&D department does a great job keeping us informed on what they think may be happening with other clubs. You don't see a whole lot of trades being made prior to the trading deadline, but once in a while you do. And, you know, if there's an opportunity for us to get better, then we'll jump on it. But right now that hasn't presented itself, but we'll keep working at it, looking at it, and see where it takes us.
I'm excited about the trade deadline. It'll be the 15th of the last 17 years that the Royals will be sellers at the trade deadline. It's going to be a really exciting time. You guys know the rules. If we talk about the Royals during the hits, it can only mean one thing. Hit me, Rob!
We're where you want to be.
Our random Royals lineup for the 5 o'clock hour. Let's flash back to the year 1999.
Ooh, 99!
This may stun you about the Royals in 99. They got a win today.
Ooh!
And that win made them 22-20. Let that sink in. The 1999 Royals were above 500.
Today we're gonna party like it's 1999.
They got
all right,
a win.
Hold on. I'm actually really excited to hear this team.
Leading off, the center fielder, Carlos Beltran.
Hey, Carlos Beltran, future Hall of Famer, Carlos
Noted
Beltran.
Noted cheater, Carlos Beltran. Well, I mean, both things can be true.
He's a baseball player, so I just assume all of them cheated in some capacity.
That's fair. It's batting second at third baseman, friend of the show, Joe Randa.
Joe Randa.
Joker in the two hole.
Hey. What I like most about the Royals, this is probably what happened. There was probably a Carrington in 1999 that was looking at the Royals and like, hey, this is fun, but they're not going to make the playoffs. And there was you guys out there like, oh, why are you hating? Why are you being so negative? The Royals are going to the playoffs that year. That's probably what was happening. You know what? That's far better than what we're talking about and doing right now. I'd love to be in that scenario. I'd love for the Royals to be hovering around 500 and you guys having delusions of them making the playoffs. It'd be fun.
It would be fun. Batting third, the left fielder, Johnny Damon.
Johnny Damon. How did this team not win the World Series?
I don't know. Batting fourth, the DH, Mike Sweeney.
Hey.
Here's where it falls off.
This team probably had seven All-Stars.
I mean, I don't know how they didn't. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Larry Sutton.
Who?
Exactly. I know nothing about Larry Sutton.
Oh, that's Bob's boy, Larry. Oh, I know him.
Larry Sutton, 5'11 lefty, according to his profile.
5'11 lefty.
Batting sixth, back to players I've heard of, right fielder Jermaine Dye.
Jermaine Dye. I love Jermaine Dye. He was great.
I love Jermaine Dye. Batting seventh, back to the players we've never heard of before, catcher Chad Kruder.
Chad Kruder.
Good for Chad.
Shout out to Chad Kruder, man.
Batting eighth, the second baseman, Carlos Fables.
Carlos Fables probably had a fine 172 average at this point in the season.
329.
He was 329? Eight-hitter. By their all-star representative.
Eight-hitter at 329. Boy, that'd be fun. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Ray Sanchez.
I mean, 329 would have him be the Royals representative in the all-star game right now.
The Royals got seven strong innings that day from Kevin Apier. Hey. He went seven, gave up one. And
what
then
great day at the K.
Scott Service came in the eighth, went two-thirds of an inning, and gave up three. But don't worry, the Royals battle back. Matt Wisenhunt got the win, and Jeff Montgomery the save. The Royals beat the Mariners 5-4 on this day in 1999.
This random lineup really brings joy to my soul. Really brings joy to my soul.
By the way, fun fact, this team was 22-20 after the win on this date in 99.
Oh, the losing streak was right around the corner.
They finished 64-97. They had 22 wins in May. They won 32 games the rest of the year. Good God. Just awful.
Baseball said, do y'all know who y'all are? Y'all the Royals. That, like, oh, yeah, you're right. My bad.
That season, they finished 32.5 games back of first. Only one team in the division was over 500, the then Indians.
The Guardians. Hey, man, what team you cheer for? I'm a big Guardians fan. You're a goofball. You cheer for the Guardians. You guys have done it again. Cancel culture strikes again. There is nothing wrong with the Juneteenth cups and plates and Juneteenth napkins. Certainly not the ice cream. Oh, it was delicious. But no, you guys had to complain. You guys had to complain that corporations were profiting off of it. So they took away one of the greatest flavors ever invented. You don't believe me? Check the news.
Now, Walmart is pulling the product following backlash. Critics said the red velvet and cheesecake flavored ice cream was disrespectful and greedy. On the outside of the carton, the logo read Celebration Edition and included the trademarked word Juneteenth. Those slamming the product on social media accused Walmart of attempting to profit off of black people. Juneteenth is observed each year on June 19th to mark the official end of slavery in the U.S. Walmart did not immediately respond to a New York Post request for comment after pulling the product. For 610 Sports Radio, I'm Sam Stevie.
Why couldn't we have just looked the other way? Walmart came up with this red velvet flavor with cheesecake bites. It was $2. Walmart was providing a great service here, but no. People had to speak up. And now look what happened. We got the slavery ice cream out of here. I can't believe it. I'm offended at this. They gave us this a dynamic flavor. Thanks, Walmart. Tried to give us Juneteenth cups and plates and party hats for your Juneteenth celebration. And now what are you going to do? I don't even know how to celebrate it now that Walmart can't co-sign my Juneteenth activities, Rob. What do I do?
I mean, I feel like this show maybe has to shoulder the blame of getting the ice cream run out of here.
We did.
How many shows in America were talking about the Juneteenth Walmart ice cream yesterday? At least one. And what happened the next day? Juneteenth Walmart ice cream, gone. We should get people outraged to that level so we can get it back tomorrow.
I mean, this isn't a country I want to live in if corporations can't profit off of Juneteenth. I mean, what are we doing here? Someone said, I hope Walmart brings it back for President's Day and just calls it Washington's flavor. Exactly. President's Day might be the worst day we have. Of all the blank days we have, President's Day might be number one. You know how goofy I'd look at you if you were like, hey, man, what are you doing today? I'm just celebrating President's Day. You're doing what? What are you doing? How do you do that?
You're talking about days we get off or just days we have in general? Because Columbus Day is pretty stupid.
Yeah, I mean, that's up there,
we
too.
We don't get it off, but it's really dumb.
Yeah, that's up there, too. You, like, really got to go to the bank, and the bank's closed. Like, oh, man, why can't I go to the bank today? Oh, yeah, it's Columbus Day.
You know that guy that didn't discover America? We're giving him a holiday.
That might actually be the most American thing. When you really think about it, Christopher Columbus is maybe the epitome of America. He didn't discover this thing. People were already here, and he just took credit for it. That's, name something more American than that. That's what this country was founded on. I actually appreciate it. Now that I think about it, it makes sense why Columbus Day is a thing. It actually makes sense.
He was Jay Cutler before Jay Cutler with the Queen.
Yeah, no, it makes sense, actually. All right, coming up on the other side, I want to play a lie for you guys. A really big lie that was told earlier today from someone that you're very familiar with. I'll play it for you next. Heber right here is The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive, the home for Carrington's hypothetical button game on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
How many times do you think Alex Smith has walked somewhere and people saw Alex Smith and got really excited and then realized that he's not that Alex Smith? Like when you see Alex Smith makes a reservation for four, you're thinking, oh, wow. And then you realize it's just this random guy. That's definitely happened before. Have I ever told you the story of one time, Rob? This was back in like 14 and 15 when Eric Kratz was the backup catcher and word got around office that the Royals catcher was coming into the studio and people thought Salvi was coming. So people got really excited and then Eric Kratz was here and then it was like, oh, that Royals catcher. I bet that happens to Alex Smith all the time. Oh, hey, I get to meet Alex Smith. Actually, no, it's just regular old Alex. So Tyreek Hill today had a press conference down in Miami. And Tyreek Hill is not only lying to himself, he's lying to us. Now, it's one thing to lie to yourself, but you ain't got a lie to me, bro. The film doesn't lie. Does this not sound like somebody who was trying to convince himself that he made the right decision?
I mean, it's nothing weird. You know, at first I thought it was going to be something crazy, the ball going all over the place, but Tua actually has, you know, probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life. So it's very catchable. I don't want to concede it because the more I talk, the more it sounds weird. So Tua is a very accurate quarterback. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I'm sure. That first part. I mean, I thought he was going to stink, but I mean, he's been much better than I thought he was going to be. I thought it was going to be crazy, the ball going everywhere. But now in these drills where there's no defense and everybody's running half speed, he's been really accurate. I know it sounds weird, but I'm just going to – he accurate. All right, Tyreek. Oh, there's more.
I'm very confident in my quarterback, you know, so I just feel like, you know, if I'm able to, like, help him get all the confidence in the world and push other guys to push that confidence into him, then the sky's the limit for the guy. You know, because he's a heck of a talent, you know, has crazy arm strength, arm talent, you know. So, like I said, man, we're all excited, you know, just to watch him sling the ball each and every day.
Yeah, I'm sure, Tyreek. Yo, Tyreek lying, bro. Tyreek lying, man. I mean, it ain't that bad. I mean, I know it ain't the best, but I mean, it ain't that bad. Yeah, I'm sure, buddy. All right. I wish Tyreek nothing but happiness, man. Tyreek really wanted to make a lot of money, and he gets to make a lot of money. He not only wanted to make a lot of money, he wanted to make the most money. A lot of us are happy with just making a lot of money. He wanted to make more money than everybody else made. Like, good luck, man. It comes at a cost. It comes at the cost of playing with Tua Pennington. I hope you enjoy catching those balls from Tua Fiedler. Tua Lossman. Rob, who is the quarterback that you watched in college that when they kept trying to tell you they're a high NFL prospect, you're like, no, they're not?
Christian Ponder. I saw Christian Ponder play at Florida State, and I thought to myself, what? What is everyone seeing with Christian Ponder? I never understood it. Also, the inverse, one I was wrong about, I thought Rex Grossman had stardom written all over him. He has big arm. Pitching it all over the park at Florida. I thought that dude's a star.
The thing is, all of us have that quarterback that we thought were going to be really good. Like, I thought Joey Harrington was going to be the truth. I really thought Joey Harrington was going to be good. I remember whenever Matt Leiner got drafted 10th to Arizona and you gave him Anquan Boldin and Larry Fitzgerald. I'm sitting there thinking, what? But yeah, some of these quarterbacks, we just know. They just, like, you watch them. Like, Blaine Gabbert. I saw every single snap of Blaine Gabbert at Missouri, and I kept hearing the way Todd McShay was talking about it. I'm like, that's not who Missouri's quarterback is. Tua. We didn't even talk about Tua's arm strength. We didn't even talk about Tua's arm strength. He was at Alabama. Tua was not known for arm strength guy, was he? He was really accurate at Alabama. We never talked about Tua's arm strength. They got Tua out here lying. I mean, he got crazy arm strength, man. I'm very confident in my quarterback. Yeah, I'm sure. All right. We'll see when he out there throwing them bounce passes. He gonna think he playing with Tyler Hero the way them bounce passes is coming in there. PJ Tucker. I mean, this cut here, I don't know how you can hear this and come to any other conclusion other than Tyreek is lying.
I mean, it's nothing weird. You know, at first I thought it was going to be something crazy, the ball going all over the place, but Tua actually has, you know, probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life. So it's very catchable. I don't want to concede it because the more I talk, the more it sounds weird. So Tua is a... He's a very accurate quarterback. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I'm sure. Thanks, Tyreek. Good luck, man. Good luck to you, man. I really wish you nothing but success, man. I wish you nothing but success and happiness in Miami on your journey. Someone on the text line said, I really wanted the Chiefs to take Paxton Lynch, but I'm glad we didn't. I guess I'm not GM material. Oh, they miss all the time, too. They miss all the time. Don't feel bad. It happens to everybody. Everybody's missed. There was an NFL team that not only used a top five pick on Mitch Trubisky, they wanted Mitch Trubisky so bad, they traded up from 3 to 2 to go get him. Think about that. Think about that. Don't ever feel bad when there was a team that watched college Deshaun Watson, college Patrick Mahomes, and college Mitch Trubisky, and then came to the conclusion that Mitch Trubisky was the best out of the three. You don't ever got to feel bad about missing a quarterback when that kind of stuff happens. Don't ever apologize. Before we get to our final thought, and I want to tell you guys about an absolute sicko that is parading among us. Did you see what Patrick Mahomes did? So Darrell Williams is the newest member of the Arizona Cardinals. Congratulations to him. An undrafted player who had success in Kansas City and now turned that into a contract in Arizona. Today is a great day. Quote, I'm told Patrick Mahomes vouched for Darrell Williams, informing Arizona that he was a back that he both liked and trusted. I can tell you how this conversation went. Cliff Kingsbury and Patrick Mahomes obviously know each other very well. Cliff Kingsbury gives Patrick Mahomes a call. Maybe Pat doesn't answer the first time because, you know, Pat's busy. He's at Coachella. He's got a little one, just got married. He's sitting courtside at the game. I imagine he'll be at the game today. You know, Pat's a busy guy. Pat probably got back to Cliff Kingsbury, though, and said, hey, Cliff, what's up? Hey, you know what, man? I'm thinking about signing Darrell Williams. What do you think? And Mahomes gave him a glowing recommendation. Pat's really good at that kind of stuff. Some superstars don't get this part of it. That it's not just that you're better than everyone in terms of like being an athlete, but you live a very different life than the rest of your teammates. Patrick Mahomes will never fly commercial ever again. He's not hopping on the Southwest. That's not normal amongst NFL players. Pat still like gets these little things like, I'm still one of the guys. I'm still one of you. One of the things that impresses me the most about Mahomes, Rob, is his ability to turn on and off football mode is unlike anything I've ever seen. Like when it's time to just, hey, I'm 26 and rich and I'm just going to enjoy my summer, Pat is fully engaged. And then it's like July 27th, it's football time. I am in football mode and I will not get out of it until this season is over. You won't see me out. You won't hear a story about me. I am locked into what we have to do. And I think he understands that part of being a leader is getting these kind of things right, where you answer the call from Arizona and you put in a good word to get Darrell Williams paid somewhere else. He might not be playing with you, but you want to make sure that he's taken care of. I got a lot of appreciation for that, for Patrick Mahomes. All right, coming up on the other side, there's a story I want to share with you about an absolute sicko that roams among us, that we always knew something was off with this guy, but now we've got confirmation of it. I'll tell you who it is next. It's The Drive.
Miss any part of the show today? Catch the Best Of podcast by subscribing to The Drive's podcast feed on 610sports.com, the Odyssey app, or find the link on Twitter at 610sportskc. You're listening to The Drive. Now CDOT's got one extra point.
I want to tell you guys about this sicko Jay Cutler. You know how you can always just realize there's something off with that guy, man. I just don't like that guy. You don't really know why, but you just ever get the wrong vibe about somebody. You just think something off with them. Jay Cutler went on vacation with his children, plus his best friend, his best friend's wife, and their kids. This was a family affair. Hey, my family's close with your family. Our kids are friends. We're really good friends. Let's just take one big family trip, you know? Common thing. Jay Cutler and this man are good friends. They also live very close to one another. Their kids are friends. They go to the same school. You know, this is normal behavior. Well, little did we know, while on the trip, Jay Cutler is allegedly hooking up with this man's wife. This has been happening, quote, for a long time. And now his ex knows about it. The woman reached out to his ex, and that's how she found out. And now she wants to distance herself from all of this. I always knew there was something off about Jay Cutler. I could never pinpoint it. Could never put my finger on it. Little did I know, he was out here playing two-hand touch with his best friend's gal. All the times you've shared with this man invited you over to his house. You had wings together, steaks, watched the game. This was your pal, your BFF. Rob, think about how much time you and I have spent together talking movies, playing games. Little did you know, behind your back, I'm sneaking on you. It's sick. This is not energy we can condone. I'm not letting her off the hook either. She's a guilty party in this too, but I don't know her. We've seen Jay Cutler around for years, and I always had a funny feeling about that guy. Something always seemed off with that man, and now I know he's a snake. And he can't be trusted. He was out here QB sneaking into that man's wife's bed. While on vacation, Rob. On vacation. She's hitting the sack early. Jay Cutler comes up with some excuse to do the same. He's tiptoeing off. Gross. I always knew something was off with Jay Cutler. Always. And now I know. Now I know. My instincts were right. They've been right this entire time when it comes to Jay Cutler. Unforgivable, Rob. It's unforgivable.
What he did was sick. Now listen, I know they eventually got divorced, and this is probably one of the reasons why, but he was with Kristen Cavallari, who, even by NFL quarterback standards, was above his, you know, he outkicked his coverage. He punched above his weight class. And for some reason on vacation with the families, he was like, oh, hey, honey, I got a little tummy ache. I'm heading back to the room. Don't look into the fact my best friend's girl is doing the same thing. Despicable. You're given a queen.
Someone said it was Jay Cutler's friend Ben Zobrist. Oh, it's a very similar situation. I haven't forgotten about Juliana Zobrist. There aren't a lot of pictures I've regretted in my life. I regret that me and Danny Parkins took a picture with that woman. Now knowing her deviance, how she did my dog, Ben Zobrist. I thought she was an upstanding citizen, great woman. She had a very cheery and bubbly energy. Little did I know it was a facade. It was fake. She was out creeping on my dog, Ben Zobrist. We haven't recovered since.
You know who loved that bubbly personality? Man of the cloth.
Sick, man. Absolutely sick is what it is. I'm heartbroken over how she did my man Ben Zobrist. I love Ben Zobrist. I never got a chance to meet him, but I'd love to. We didn't really accomplish anything on the show today, but we did get this drop.
Mahomes went 13 seconds on that ass.
We got that. And that's, if we only get one thing from today's show, if there's only one real takeaway, like if you're at the bar today and you're like, hey, did you listen to the drive? How was it? Eh, it was okay. We got this out of today, so it was worth it.
Mahomes went 13 seconds on that ass.
We got that. That's all we need. That's the real takeaway from today's show. All right, stay dry. We'll be back again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Take care, you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.